I'm joined in the studio today by Barry O'Donovan from Darkness Into Light and Ben. Good afternoon to you, Barry.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having us on.
So tell us all about the Darkness Into Light.
So Darkness Into Light, I suppose, as you can imagine, is really turning into a movement more so than just a fundraiser. It's basically in aid of Pieta House and their suicide and suicide prevention services. Darkness Into Light is throughout the world, Canada, New Zealand, the Emirates. It really is climbing to be a huge and is at the moment a very successful event and fundraiser, but it's more than just about raising the money. You know, they look around the country, there isn't a person in Ireland who can say they're not connected or associated or have been touched in some way by suicide. And I think predominantly the people that we see coming out for Darkness Into Light are coming out to show a sign of solidarity with those people as much as the people that have been affected themselves.
And how long has these walks been taking place from? When did they start?
Darkness Into Light originated in 2009. It started out as an event in Dublin. And has grown to there, from there, sorry. Back here in Cork, we have 23 venues now, which is a massive undertaking for Pieta House. One of the biggest being UCC in Cork City. The Pieta, or Darkness Into Light family, has grown over the last number of years. We now have 9 venues here in West Cork. Bandon being a relatively new venue, this is only our second year participating in Darkness Into Light. And the newest location that has come in this year is Skull. So really they're spreading their wings. They have a very small team managing Darkness Into Light for the size of the event that it is. I suppose our closest venues here to Bandon would be Clonakilty, Kinsale, Dunmanway, Skibbereen. And Ballincollig as well. So really West Cork, there is so many options, so many locations where you could participate in Darkness Into Light, and it's just growing every year. It's absolutely phenomenal to see the numbers coming in. About 2 or 3 weeks ago there, I was getting worried our numbers were quite low. And I rang Pieta and I said, is there something going on? Is there something we don't know about that the numbers are down this year? And they looked at last year, and really it's in the last fortnight that our numbers climbed. Last year we had over 1,000 people walked in Bandon.
Wow.
Officially, there was 951 registered for the Bandon Walk. But because it was our first year, we had other people who had already signed up for other locations who just moved location on the night. So for our first year to raise €25,863.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. Well, the only thing that I will say about, you know, numbers and stuff like that, because of the fact that there are more walks taking place, that people don't have to travel a huge distance now to actually take part in a walk. So you're really concentrating on the general hinterland to attract people.
You know, absolutely, and you know, I suppose for me, and was I started Darkness Into Light in Bandon because I saw so much advertised about it. I participated 1 year in Cork City, and I just felt it's something that I wanted to bring to Bandon.
Okay.
It's not about the numbers. It's not about how much we raise. It's about it for me. It truly is about solidarity. It's about doing something to raise awareness, to break the stigma, to realise that suicide is a reality. It's nearly the new cancer, unfortunately. It's something that everybody is going to encounter in their life, and we really have to break the stigma. You know, it's frightening when you look back over history. You know, in my lifetime it was a criminal offence to die by suicide. You know, and that's scary. That's scary. You know, suicide is a reality and we need to face up to it. As a nation, we need to embrace the fact that people are going through this every day and need the support of their friends and relatives in order to help them get through this reality.
Yeah, that's true. And Pieta House, is it just a totally mental health, or is it just to do with suicide? Is that what they do? Or
It's mental health, and with a particular focus on suicide prevention, suicide awareness, and suicide therapy. Our closest location to West Cork would be Cork City. And Pieta House are very conscious of this and have said this year their aim will be to get a treatment centre in West Cork.
There you go.
And that's on the back of the 9 venues in West Cork that come out on the 11th of May this year and in May every year and walk in solidarity, raising funds for them. And those funds will be pushed towards a centre in West Cork, and they're saying it will be West Cork. So we're looking somewhere down past Clonakilty, maybe Skibbereen or Bantry, or somewhere that will be accessible to people. Do you know, it's phenomenal, you know, not to bore you with statistics, but when you look at it, 30 euros covers 3 phone calls into their 24/7 call centre.
Yes.
It's only 30 euros that's supporting 3 people who feel they have nowhere else to turn to. And 100 euros covers the cost of 1 session of therapy for somebody.
Okay.
You know, when you look at how much money is being raised, not alone in each venue, but throughout the country, for Pieta House. And, you know, we have to look at the diaspora as well and what they're doing for suicide prevention in Ireland. Canada, New Zealand, the Emirates, the Arab Islands, you know, it's growing to such an extent, but they're out in solidarity for the people of our country. They're not walking for themselves.
Yes.
Pieta aren't providing services in those countries.
I was even just brought up their website there a while ago, and you can just see where in the world that it is, you know, that they are doing walks for Pieta House, really.
Absolutely.
You know, there's plenty of places there in Europe. They're going to America, South Africa, the Middle East, Eastern Asia, and Australia, New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's 19 countries.
Yes.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. And just, you know, a short space for it to be organised and stuff like that from when it started, you know.
Yeah, I think Darkness Into Light, you know, it has become much more than a fundraiser. You know, Pieta House deserve the support because of the support that they're giving.
Yeah.
And I've been in their centre in Cork City. And I've seen how busy the treatment staff, the therapy staff, and their general staff as well. Like, you know, there's 3 people that coordinate Darkness Into Light here in West Cork. When you look at regulation now for health and safety and, you know, traffic management and all of the rest, you know, it's a huge operation and they do such an incredible job. And last year, a lot of people may remember, we had a bit of an issue with T-shirts. You know, and those guys, those 3 people in Cork City, were under savage pressure because every venue, like me, was ringing them, hounding them. You know, and they still came on the phone with a smile on their face, grateful for what the volunteers in each venue were doing. And funnily enough, I was just walking in here this morning and I got a phone call from a number that I didn't recognise. And it was one of the trustees of Pieta House ringing me as a representative of the band and committee to say thank you for what you're doing. We understand. I've never heard of that being done before by a trustee of any charity. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it's and like, you're not doing it for people. Just don't do this for the, they just do it because they want to do it.
No,
job,
absolutely. We have a committee of 8 people here in Bandon who coordinate the entire event. But next Saturday morning, and we're down to a week now, we'll have a team of 35 to 40 volunteers between stewards, first aid providers, the Irish Red Cross, Civil Defence, An Garda Síochána, members of the Bandon Scout Group. Do you know, it's actually absolutely incredible. I have to mention one group yesterday contacted us and said, Barry, we're a local school here in Bandon, in St. Brogan's. Can we register directly with you here? Because normally a school would go through the national site.
Okay.
So I said, look, if it makes your life any easier, come on, we'll get it done. There's no problem. 109 students and staff members from St. Brogan's College in Bandon will be out at 4:15 next Saturday morning, walking in solidarity with their community. Like, how incredible is that?
That is fantastic. That's fantastic. And I know people, not people, but a lot of people would actually put down the youth, but the youth of this country are the future of the country, really, you know, to be fair.
Hugely. Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic. Do you know, we have so much support here in Bandon, not only from the groups that I've called out there, but from the community themselves. Do you know, we've been here in Riverview all week registering people. We're in Kevin O'Leary Centre, the new Circle K service station on the Clonakilty Road in Bandon.
Yes.
We're there all day until 7 p.m. this evening. But not only have we people coming up registering, we also have people coming up asking can they give a donation because they're physically not able to do the walk.
Okay.
But we also have the people coming up to us who just want to chat to us about suicide and suicide awareness and the stigma. And they're people who have been touched by suicide. Do you know, so even just our presence is raising awareness. And at the end of the day, if we can make I suppose, older generations to ourselves more aware that there is no longer a stigma around suicide. I think that's a job pretty well done.
It's a pretty good job.
You know, yeah, even if we only have 5, 6, or 10, or 100, or 1,000 people, it's breaking the stigma and creating awareness is really the mission.
That's excellent. So will you just tell people again where they can, where it's starting from, and the last days of registration, and what is it where you're registering from, just in the Bandon area?
Okay, so everybody, I think, associates Pieta, or sorry, Darkness into Light with the T-shirt.
Yes.
Okay. So time is coming tight now on registering to be guaranteed to get your T-shirt on time for the walk. Tomorrow is the last day of guaranteed T-shirt delivery in Ireland.
You hear that, lads and lassies?
So today we're in Kevin O'Leary Centre on the New Road. Next week we'll be in Riverview every day. We will be taking registrations, but we can't guarantee the delivery of T-shirts.
Okay.
The walk will start at 4:15 sharp on the button, because every venue throughout the country and throughout the world will start at 4:15 from Bandon GAA Pavilion.
Okay.
The walk will be for 5 kilometres. We'll be going across through Clancoolan Richmond Court, over into Bandon Grammar School, and I want to pay a particular tribute to the pastoral care team in Bandon Grammar School, who will be helping us out on the morning as we pass through their location. Down onto the Clonakilty Road, back in the New Road, and down the South Main Street. The South Main Street is the hub of Bandon, and no matter where we'll start or finish our walk from, we will always walk through the South Main Street in Bandon. Coming back out to the GAA Pavilion again, the walk should take about 1 hour and 10 minutes for anybody who walks at a normal pace. I have to say as well, we have to pay particular attention to health and safety. Dogs are welcome on the walk, provided they're on a lead. Anyone who is bringing a dog, I would appreciate it if they would clean up any dog mess that would be left en route. It's crucial. We have to be conscious of that.
That should go without saying for all dog owners, to be fair.
You know, it's a pet hate of mine, unfortunately, but no pun intended. But then we'd ask our participants to be mindful. There isn't very much traffic at that hour of the morning, but if there is traffic, to stay in as close to the footpath of the wall as they possibly can.
Yes.
We will have stewards throughout the entire route of the walk. We're asking participants to pay heed to what they're being told. You know, the Gardaí will be there as well. They'll be monitoring the traffic. But really, a safe walk is our priority. We've done our best to make it as safe as we possibly can. It's predominantly a flat route, which was a priority for us to make it inclusive and open to everyone. So whether you're in a wheelchair or a buggy, or you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. If you want to come out and walk, you're more than welcome to walk, but pay particular attention to health and safety and the warnings the stewards are providing for you.
Barry, thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks very much for having us.
I don't know, best luck but is the word to be used, but you know, well done on organising the event here in Bandon. So if, as Barry said, registration is happening today in Kevin O'Leary's until about
7 o'clock.
Until 7 o'clock. So you've no excuse, all right, for your bank holiday weekend, and that's happening next Saturday morning at 4:15 from the GAA Pavilion in Bandon. Plenty of parking and stuff there.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Barry, thanks a million for talking to us here on West Cork FM.